Many are concerned about how they feel and what they experience, but few ask about what kind of foundation they are building on. As a future preacher, son, you need to talk to people about the foundation of their salvation, for if they get that wrong, they will get everything else wrong, too. My dad concluded, "And there's no group of writers in my bookcase that consistently lay a better foundation for souls traveling to eternity than the Puritans. Read those books, son. You'll never be sorry." I did read them, or shall I say, I devoured them, night after night, often well beyond midnight. And I'm still reading them now, 40 years later. My dad was right. The foundation of a house is important, but the foundation of our eternal hope is far more important. The foundation on which we rest our confidence and build our trust is absolutely critical. If we are Christians, praise be to God that neither our hope, nor our trust, nor our confidence are based on a foundation built by man, but rather are grounded securely on the promises of God. And praise God that those promises are built on the foundation of the covenant of grace by which God has bound himself to be our God, and, by the mediation of Jesus Christ, joined us to himself as his people. So, let us look at, first, the foundation, and second, the fountainhead and spring of God's promises. The foundation of the divine promises. Edward Lee says the covenant of grace is the foundation of all Christian hope. He refers to this covenant as a bundle of all the promises. Whatever promise is made to believers in Scripture, it is nothing less than an explication and application of the foundational promise of the covenant, namely, "I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. That promise was given from the time when God chose Abraham as head of the nation through which Christ was to come. The Lord stirred Abraham's hope by promising himself. He said, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward." Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Later, the Lord extended this promise to Abraham's offspring, Isaac and Jacob, saying, "I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed, after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee." Genesis chapter 17, verse 7. Compare Genesis chapter 20, verse 3, chapter 28, verses 13 to 15, chapter 35, verses 11 and 12. Just how foundational this covenant relationship is becomes clear in Exodus chapter 2, where it is given as the reason why God delivered the Israelites from Egypt. In verses